Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
القرآن نور وبيان، القرآن هدي الإيمان، القرآن مسك الختام، يا قرآن عليك سلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters in faith. Listeners of Arabic English Radio, welcome to the program. Let's recite the Quran. We were reciting Surah Al-Qasas and analyzing the rules of Tajweed in the verses of this Surah. The last verse that we recited was verse 20 of this Surah. And we're continuing the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Here within the studio, I have two honorable students, Brother Ahmed and Brother Mustafa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Thank you very much. Okay guys, we're continuing Surah Al-Qasas. The last verse that we recited in the last session was verse 26. And now we're going to recite from verse 27 onwards. In terms of the story of this surah, so Prophet Musa, he went to Midian after he fled the city from because they were going to kill him for because he had killed one of the Egyptians, and he was the Egyptians wanted to kill him. So he went to Midian, and he saw a group of people who were watering their flocks. He saw two women. He helped those two women. One of them approached him and said that my father invites you to go to him and work for him. He wants to reward you for helping us water our flocks. And so Prophet Musa did that. And Prophet Shu'aib was apparently the person who was the father of those two women and the future father-in-law of Prophet Musa. So in verse 27, that man, who some say was Prophet Shu'aib, is going to say that I want to marry one of my daughters to you, but you have to do certain things for me in order for me to do that. So let's recite this verse, and then we're going to read the translation of this verse as well. Brother Ahmed, please recite. Okay.
Sure.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى ابنتي هاتين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى ابنتي هاتين.
Okay, we have one problem here in terms of waqf wal ibtida, that we have to recite until hijaj.
Oh.
Okay. There's no other way. قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى ابنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج.
قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى ابنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج.
Okay, brother Ahmed, that was perfect almost, except the ghunna on the word inni. قال إني. See, we hold the noon of right. Inni.
because of the shirk.
Yeah, you have to be really careful with the ghunnas. Okay? Everything else was correct, almost. It was perfect. قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج
قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج
فإن أتممت عشرا فمن عندك
فإن أتممت عشرا فمن عندك
وما أريد أن أشق عليك
وما أريد أن أشق عليك
ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين
ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين
Exactly. Very good. That was wonderful, Brother Ahmad. You have made a lot of progress. One thing that I'd like to talk about is the sad in Salihin. Sad has many characteristics, including istirla, hams, and rahawa. The istirla is really important because that is what causes us to pronounce it with what?
What did you say?
Istirla causes what? Remember the mouth opening vertically with a full mouth?
No.
Tafkhim.
Tafkhim. Thickness.
With thickness, exactly. Satajiduni insha'allahu min al-salihin.
Satajiduni insha'allahu min al-salihin.
Okay, very good.
قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج فإن أتممت عشرا فمن عندك وما أريد أن أشق عليك ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين
He said, Indeed, I wish to wed you one of these, my two daughters, on the condition that you serve me for 8 years. But if you complete 10, it will be as a favor from you. And I do not wish to put you in difficulty. You will find me, if Allah wills, from among the righteous.
Next verse, Brother Mustafa.
Yes.
قال ذلك بيني وبينك
قال ذلك بيني وبينك
أيما الأجلين قضيت فلا عدوان علي
أيما الأجلين قضيت فلا عدوان علي
والله على ما نقول وكيل
والله على ما نقول وكيل
So what happened was that the man said that I wish to marry one of these daughters of mine to you on the condition that you serve me for 8 years ثمانية حجج for 8 years. But if you complete 10, it will be as a favor from you. And I don't wish to put you in difficulty. You will find me, if Allah wills, from among the righteous. And then now here, Prophet Musa is saying this. What is he saying? He says, It is established between me and you. That is established between me and you. Whichever of the two terms I complete, there is no injustice to me, and Allah over what we say is witness.
قَالَ ذَلِكَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ أَيَّمَا الْأَجَلَيْنِ قَضَيْتُ فَلَا عُدْوَانَ عَلَيَّ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ.
Moses said, "That is established between me and you. Whichever of the two terms I complete, there is no injustice to me, and Allah over what we say is witness."
Okay, now the next verse, Brother Ahmad.
فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلَ وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ
فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلَ وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ.
Okay, Brother Ahmad, remember the ghunnas? Meem and noon, every single time that they are mushaddad, you have to hold them for some time.
Let me try it again.
Yeah.
فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلَ وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ.
Exactly. That was much better.
وسار بأهله آنس من جانب الطور نارا قال لأهله
وسار بأهله آنس من جانب الطور نارا قال لأهله
قال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا
قال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا
آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بخبر
آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بخبر
بخبر أو جذوة من النار لعلكم تصطلون
بخبر أو جذوة من النار لعلكم تصطلون
فلما قضى موسى الأجل وسار بأهله آنس من جانب الطور نارا قال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بخبر أو جذوة من النار لعلكم تصطلون.
And when Moses had completed the term and was traveling with his family, he perceived from the direction of the mount a fire. He said to his family, "Stay here. Indeed, I have perceived a fire. Perhaps I will bring you from there some information or burning wood from the fire that you may warm yourselves."
Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim.
Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad
wa ajjil farajahum.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان